I'm going to tell you what's really going on with the Panama Canal. After a series of Truth Social posts by Donald Trump, where he demanded that Panama drop their rates for passage through the canal or return the Panama Canal to the United States, now he has doubled down on this at a conservative conference in Arizona today. Take a look.
The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, highly unfair, especially knowing the extraordinary generosity that has been bestowed to Panama, I say very foolishly, by the United States. This complete ripoff of our country will immediately stop, and we will never, ever let it fall into the wrong hands, but it's falling into the wrong hands. We will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
I mean, the U.S. did give control of the Panama Canal over to Panama in 1977 with a series of treaties, so Trump's argument makes sense, but only on the surface. Trump doesn't expect you to look deeper into what's going on. When he says we will never let it fall into the wrong hands, he's referring to China. So let's take a look at what's going on here. The Panama Canal is a vital global shipping route that is facing unprecedented challenges, mainly due to climate change. It has been facing a severe drought, which has lowered the water levels at Gatun Lake, the crucial source of water for the canal's operations. So to conserve water, the Panama Canal Authority that runs the canal has had to restrict the number of ships traveling through daily, as well as limit the size of the ships traveling through, because larger ships require more water. So this has prohibited some ships from passing and caused a disruption in the supply chain. It has forced some ships to take the costly route of traveling all the way around South America to get over to the U.S. West Coast. These detours have caused increased shipping costs, and the restrictions placed on the canal have forced the fees to increase. This has also affected the timely transport of food and agricultural products that can lead to shortages and price increases. So how is China involved? The United States is the canal's biggest customer, with China coming in as the second biggest customer. China has been buying up land in Panama, and they now control two of the five adjacent ports to the canal on each side. China has been working to exert influence over the canal for years now, most of which happened under Trump's first term. Big surprise, right? That's the story Trump won't tell you. But this has huge effects on inflation here in the United States, so we need to keep an eye on this developing story. Like and follow to get continued updates on the news that matters to you in a condensed form from me.